that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, that will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning. That old wheel has rolled around again. And here it is, Saturday morning, July 28th, time for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. So we say good morning to the remnant joining us here on shortwave, internet, and audio satellite. And we say good morning here. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are things coming in down there?
Good.
And got a special guest. I think somebody that hasn't joined us for coffee with the Wranglers yet. It's Lance. You guys might have seen Lance singing a song or two. Sometimes he comes out to church. Good morning, Lance.
Morning.
And he's coming in loud and good and loud and strong here. And this is Ranch Wrangler Richard, and we do welcome you again to a live broadcast of Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch, July 28th, 2012. And we'll open up with prayer. John, we'll ask you to open up in prayer for us, if you would.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Lance, for getting up. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Heavenly Father, we come before you humbly, Lord, and we just pray for your blessings on today's lessons, I guess. Whatever lessons you want your people to hear. Lord, we pray that you would guide and direct us, that you would give us the words that you want your people to hear, that you give us the topics that you want your people to hear. We just pray for an anointing on each and every one of us that participating today. Pray that if there's a caller out there listening and they want to call in, let them call in and be part of this teaching. And Lord, we're grateful for the man you gave us for over 30 years that led this ministry, that taught us the secrets of the Bible that you revealed to him. We pray that you continue to allow those of us that are standing in the gap to reveal the secrets to your people. Pray that you remember mercy and grace in your wrath. Pray pray that you find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. In Christ Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, plenty going on in the world. Put it out there. I guess they opened the Olympics yesterday. Did anybody get to watch the opening ceremony of the Olympics?
No, I heard it was something about socialized medicine or something. A bunch of nurses dancing or something.
It was that. It was that. They had it tied in talking about, I guess, kind of the history of the European nations, you know, going from an agricultural-based, you know, had all these people out looking like farmers and peasant workers, and then all of a sudden they went to the Industrial Revolution, of course, and then you got all these men in top hats and beards and suits, and the factories being built, and then it went from there to, pretty much socialized medicine. You had all these nurses pushing all these children around in hospital beds.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then they went to what, queers after that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure that they were part of it. So.
Yeah, I was somewhat enraged last night. I was just looking for some things to talk about, and apparently, you know, we talk about these companies that support Christianity and companies that are blatantly atheist and antichrist. Amazon.com, you can add them to the list. Apparently, the owner of Amazon and his wife, they donated $2.5 million to defending gay marriage, the Washington Federal Gay Marriage Act. So, I know I used to use Amazon, but I ain't no more.
So Amazon gets a big circle and a line through it from now on.
Yeah, I'm serious. You know what? We got to, as Christians, we really need to step up to the plate, you know, support companies like Chick-fil-A and pray against companies like Amazon and JCPenney, and, you know, there's a whole list of them. Some of them, I'm sure there's a time where you don't have much choice but to use them, but we sure don't have to make them our favorite, and I used to use Amazon.com quite a bit, so I'd rather pay more money and not use that company.
Yep. Well, that's going on with, we've talked about it over the last couple of weeks on the different radio shows, but that is going on right now with Chick-fil-A. You know, you've got government officials from major U.S. cities like Chicago and Boston, old Rahm Emanuel and Mona Nonan or whatever the other Boston mayor is, making plans to prevent Chick-fil-A from opening new restaurants in their jurisdictions. And, you know, it's one thing if, as a private citizen, I guess would be the term to use, that you in your own walk in life decide to not use a company because of their beliefs, just like you talked about Amazon. Hey, they support gay marriage. We're not going to support them. It's kind of different when the government does that. You know, if maybe my definition's wrong, but it seems like that's called discrimination.
Yeah. Only when it's in their favor.
Right. So, Rahm Emanuel's statement that Chick-fil-A's values are not Chicago's values. I was talking to Lance about that this morning. And it's like, so let's talk about Chicago's values. You know, they're pro-gay.
Yeah.
They're pro-lesbian, gay, bi-gender, transsexual. You know, they're pro-sexual pervert. They've got one of, if not the highest crime rates in the nation.
Yep.
Those are the type values that we should be striving for versus the ones that Chick-fil-A puts out, basically that they believe in the natural biblical view of marriage is being between one man and one woman. And that brings up a huge amount of controversy, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I'll play it, but I think a Carl Klang song, I've got the CD right here, This Ain't America Anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And to them, it's not. That it's the new America that they want, but it's not the Christian America that once was, anyway. Time for a drink of coffee, because that's what you're listening to, folks. coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. After we open up and have a prayer, where it goes, who knows? Who knows? Jason, how are things down on in your end of the world?
No, they're going good. Real good.
You know, I wanted to ask you. I didn't get a chance to yet. But on Thursday night on the radio, had a caller and called in and was asking about, see if I can find my notes here, but was asking about basically these Russian troops in Colorado, outside of Fort Collins, Colorado. And I knew I'd had something had been mentioned not too long ago about that, just a few months ago. I don't see it here in my notes. But didn't know if maybe that would be enough to talk about, if that was something.
We'll talk about that in a minute. I wanted to talk about this Chick-fil-A thing a little bit. I mean, it's one of those things that, I was thinking with all this anti-gay homosexual stuff that, has been talked about as far as Chick-fil-A, I was actually thinking about eating there. But I went to their food list and started looking at the ingredients on their food, which you can do on their website. And everything's full of MSG.
What?
Yeah. I mean,
chicken too?
You know, a company that goes and dumps MSG, I mean, it's second ingredients in their seasoning, which is, an extremely high level. It's got some of the highest levels of any of the fast food right now, which is driven by greed and by profits, because, they've figured out that they can, they've got it down to a science on how much MSG they can put in there to get people to eat more of the food. It's nothing but a flavor enhancer, a mood enhancer, and, a chemical designed to get people to eat more of their food.
Well, it works.
It does. But, it's something that we've had, most of our people know what MSG is and can do to you. And, that's something to be aware of. If somebody's out there and doesn't care, then yeah, it'd be fine to go to a restaurant like that. I mean, they've got moral values and, on some instances, but if you look into it, then there's other instances where they don't, and it's just, where do you draw the line? I mean, they've had, it's one of those things that it's really worth looking into, because, you don't want to say, judge a book by, one paragraph in it that's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. You just destroyed my lunch habit.
That wasn't my intention, but I think that we really need to tell people, if we're going to, tell people the truth, we got to tell them the truth. And,
yeah.
That's the truth. And I went there last night and confirmed it, because I was all this, everything that's been going on, I was actually thinking, I was telling my wife, if Chick-fil-A isn't that bad, I wouldn't mind eating there. But, I started looking at the ingredients in it. I mean, it's right up there with a McDonald's or a Wendy's or a Hardee's or anything like that. And some of their food is actually worse. And it was really, it was very interesting, because it was looking at the polls, and a lot of people that normally don't eat fast food eat at Chick-fil-A. And when asked why they normally, why they wouldn't go to a normal, regular chain, fast food restaurant, but they would go to, Chick-fil-A, their response was, well, because it's healthier, or because it's not a chain, it's not a franchise, or because it's not, processed food at all, and the list goes on and on, which was all false. I mean, people's ideas about what it is were completely wrong, because it was all the things that they had mentioned. So it's something that's worth looking into for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. and again, it's not mom's home cooking, for sure. you know. But it's just interesting that the reason it's coming to the spotlight, you know, is because of their stand for at least their leadership agreeing to the biblical definition of marriage between one man and one woman. And I think what we're seeing is that we are in such a set of turmoil here in this nation that, you know, even, you know, any vestige of Christianity that dares rear its head and not go along with the tolerance and the, you know, including of every, you know, piece of vile, filthy trash and vile, filthy thought that comes to mind, that the government decides to say, hey, you have to agree to this, you know, then it's like all the stops come out. No, yeah, Chick-fil-A is still fast food, that's for sure, you know, or they don't call it fast food on their website. It's, I forget what they say, but there's another term that they use. It's like quickly cooked food or some kind of stupid thing like that that they talk about.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is it's getting less and less where you can even eat out anymore if you're...
It is.
If you're watching, trying to eat healthy, so...
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that is a good point, Jason, you know, that we should all remember that it is fast food. And, you know, if you're going to have a diet of that kind of stuff, that's one of the reasons that our people are as obese as they are and as unhealthy as they are.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, and it's not just that, but, it can cause so many health problems. The list just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it actually works like a drug, and people become addicted to it. And the more you eat of it, the more you have to have it, and the more you crave it. And when you don't get it, you crave it. And, you know, when you try to get away from it, you go through withdrawal symptoms. And, you know, it is some nasty stuff.
Yeah. Right. Now, Jason,
what it tells you is among, there may be some people in the company, maybe the founder and his son.
I mean, if you read about the founder, it was started in 1946, and she was a devout Baptist who started it, and, you know.
It was a he. Truett is his dad.
Oh,
Truett,
okay.
Truett Cathy.
Well, I don't know, and the foundation of it was when they started it, they wanted to make sure that they had a biblical foundation to it,
mm-hmm.
and I think they did that. But like so many other things, that it was perverted along the lines.
Yeah, you just wonder if the snakes infiltrated there too. I'm sure they did. Said, well, look, you can make more money just by putting this little flavor enhancer, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it happened with all the other places. You know, I mean, how can Chick-fil-A compete with Kentucky Fried Chicken if they don't have this flavor enhancers?
Yeah, they're the ones that started it, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were.
Mm. Well, you know what? The other thing is that they keep their stores closed on Sundays too. So that's among the bad. There is some good. So.
Yeah,
you just got to decide, make your own decision. Sure, be nice if they took the MSG out of it.
That would.
John, what about that other chicken place down there in Fort Collins? Or maybe I'll ask Jason. What's that other chicken place we go to down there sometimes? Cane's.
Oh, Raising Cane's.
Cane's. How is that, Jason? Have you ever looked into there or ever eaten there?
No, I haven't.
Because that's usually. I know sometimes we like to get that if we're all down there as a group or something, so.
Yeah, I have to look into that.
Well, if you're gonna eat out and you wanna tick off a liberal, I think what you could do, I saw this on the web, take a Boy Scout to Chick-fil-A. That really make them mad. If you're gonna do something like that, so. Anyway. Well, where to now, gentlemen?
Well, you wanted to talk about these Russian troops, and Russian troops, yeah, they've had them. You know, it was kind of interesting because at first they were saying that they were going to bring in 200 of them into Colorado Springs to do some joint maneuvers with a military base down there.
Seems like
the number grew from 200 to 2,000, and now it's in, I mean, it's been in upwards of 20,000. And just very interesting. A lot of military activity lately, a lot of joint maneuvers, and had just a lot of calls in the last week, 2 weeks. And people talking about this, just different scenarios going on with this, military operations. It's one of the things that's been really interesting is that, all the military is being trained, at, several of the big bases to how to dress and act like police officers. They've come in and they brought special battalions in to train the troops on, dressing like a police officer, how to have a roadblock like a police officer, how to act like a police officer in police uniform and not look military. And I guess they've been doing a lot of testing with how people respond to roadblocks with military dressed uniform and police dressed uniform. So, you know, that's one of the other things that's going on that's quite interesting. As far as these, you know, these troops movement, there's been a lot of sightings of them here in Colorado. You know, we've gotten emails from people that were over in Eaton and Alta area that reported seeing quite a few of them, and that's just east of us. And a lot in southern Colorado and up in Wyoming, there's been quite a few sightings of them as well. Other than that, we really don't know a whole lot.
Well, something else to pray about, I guess.
Yep, no shortage of things to pray for and against.
Amen.
Yeah, sure.
Amen.
Well, I was looking here at some stories that federal court here in Colorado aborts the contraception mandate. There's a Catholic-owned company, not that that's a good thing, but anyways, Catholic-owned company called Hercules Industries that filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration for wanting them to mandate providing the contraception and the morning-after pill and even abortion and sterilization, and the judge ruled in their favor. So the Obama administration came out against it, saying, contrary to the U.S. Constitution, that people of faith forfeit their religious liberty once they engage in business. So, I mean, it's blatant. It's blatant anymore. Isn't that an unbelievable statement?
That is.
So if you believe in God, then you don't have any liberty anymore. Or it's absolutely opposite.
It is just the opposite, you know. And so what are they saying? That once you go into business, you can't have your Christian principles anymore.
Exactly.
That you're not, yeah.
On some good news, that apparently Jesse Jackson Jr. is being treated for depression at the Mayo Clinic.
I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, did you guys see this other goofball that came out and said he's the real Joker? In D.C.? yeah.
You live in the White House?
Well, no, here's the thing. You be careful what you say out there these days, because this old boy was apparently going to get fired from the company he worked for, and he told a couple of coworkers that that's not the Joker. I'm the real Joker, you know, and they allegedly say that he said he was going to shoot up the place or something. So they came in and raided him, and he had a lot of so-called assault weapons, but he don't know more. They say, we haven't charged him with anything, but we're holding him in a mental institution for evaluation.
Yeah, and they've
taken... Oh, really? Well, how come you're holding him if you ain't charged him?
Yeah, and they've taken his weapon, his guns. So
yep.
You're right. You do have to... you know, I read some... talking about that that Aurora shooting. You know, there was... I've seen several things that have come across. One, there was an EMT down there that it says died protecting his girlfriend. You know, him and his girlfriend are just out at the movies. You know, like you go. I take my wife out to the movies sometimes, and that is my girlfriend, my wife. So, you know, I guess it would still apply. And so, you know, they say here this guy walks in, tosses tear gas or whatever, walks in and starts shooting. And it just, the news reports that I read and saw, it just reminds you of the Virginia Tech shooting, where the idiot just lines them up against the wall and starts shooting, and they stand there and take it.
Yeah.
And I read this one article about a guy that said him and his friend were there, a couple guys, and when they started shooting, they dropped down behind the seats and said they were like a row or two away from this guy doing the shooting. And they hear him shooting, bam, bam, bam. And he runs out of ammo in one of his guns and drops it to the floor. So now he's getting a handgun or another something. And they're just cowering in fear. And I know we kind of mentioned it, I think, last week. But, concealed carry would have prevented that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
If you've seen there was just about a week before the Aurora shooting happened, there were two individuals that broke into a Florida gaming parlor with the intent of at least robbing everybody there, and they caught it on surveillance video, and it made it all over the internet. But here these two guys go in, one's got a baseball bat, and he's smashing things all over the place. The other guy's got a gun pointing it at everybody. And they come in, you can't hear them, but you see them on the surveillance video. And about the time the guy with the gun turns around, here an old 70-year-old, you see him reach back, and you see him pull out a gun, and he just points it, and he goes right at the guy. Bam, bam, bam. And here this 70-something-year-old retired grandpa starts shooting these people because he was carrying concealed.
He chases them out the door.
He shot him. He shot one in the arm, the other one in the buttocks, and the rear of the leg. And he unloaded his little .380 at them, and they were falling all over themselves getting out of there. Now, the only people that got hurt were the ones that were committing the crime.
Right.
And see, so seeing is believing. And so, I wouldn't even be surprised if, how much of this is truly put on and staged. But I don't think that was. Those two people coming in there thought that they were going to, who knows, shoot the place up, maybe just rob them, bash a couple heads in with some baseball bats. And that old guy proved them wrong and prevented, basically, a massacre from occurring.
Yeah, well, the good news is the aftermath of what happened here in Aurora, Colorado, is concealed weapons permits applications are up over 40%.
Yeah, they said they sold, firearm sales jumped like something along those same lines, 27 or 47% in the day after.
Yeah. I'm sure that's not the result that they were hoping for.
No. Well, the bottom line is, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
Yeah.
And that's how it was there.
Well, and they just had another incident where a man in Salt Lake City was came into a store and purchased a knife. As soon as he got through the knife, he was walking out of the store and knifed two people, stabbed one of them in the stomach, stabbed another one in the head. And was wheeling his knife, and somebody walked up that was checking out, pulled out their handgun, and said, "Drop it and get on the ground." And said, "Otherwise, I'm going to shoot you in the head." And the guy stopped, and they were able to arrest him. The police showed up. I don't know how much longer later, but. It was one of those things that it could have turned into something real bad. It was already bad, but a lot more people could have got hurt if somebody there hadn't had a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just remember to shoot to kill. They can't testify against you.
Can we take that as legal advice?
Biblically legal.
Yeah. Well, things are just so completely backwards. From the rants against a company standing up for biblical values to you're already hearing it about we need to revisit, and this guy shouldn't have been able to buy these assault weapons and buy all this ammo and all this type of stuff. To got a noticed on a news report this morning, you know, we've been hearing about the UN Small Arms Treaty that is up, and you know, it's because it's come to the forefront, it's got some controversy. John, I think you mentioned it a week or two ago, and it's basically to turn over the, you know, everything to do with firearms and ammunition and that type of stuff to the United Nations rule. And but there's another treaty out, and it's called the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And basically, it's the idea that the United Nations can provide more benefits or protections for persons with disabilities than the U.S. And you know, it's just another one of these, and it's basically, a lot of it is aimed at birth control or sterilization and abortion access and things like that. And so it's just another one of these treaties that this, you know, bastard government that we have is trying to push forward, you know, under the guise of this globalism. And you know, the United States, you look at other countries, the United States has always treated the individuals that are what you'd call disabled better than any other country in the world. And just the, you know, the thought to turn that type of control over to the UN is almost as ludicrous as the thought of turning you know, handgun and weapons and ammo control over to the UN. What's the old bumper sticker you used to see? You know, I remember seeing it growing up, and I thought, oh, that had never happened. But now it's when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
Yeah.
We might have changed the name of this radio program. Instead of Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers? What do you think, Jason?
Coffee with the Outlaws?
How about this?
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, you know, and then we're going to have to change that other bumper sticker. You know, they can have my gun when they pry my cold, dead fingers from it.
Yeah.
You know, we need to change that, you know. They can have my gun one bullet at a time.
Or
how about they can't have my gun?
Yeah.
I like that even better. I like that even better. You know, and if you're listening to us out there, you know, we're not just some right-wing, conservative, radical group here. You're listening to some Christian men talking about what should be Christian values, being able to defend your family. You know, my 18-year-old son's an EMT, and he's been gone on a fire for the last 3 days. And so just last night when he got back, we were talking about that yeah, here in down in Aurora, there's a, you know, an EMT died protecting his girlfriend. He took basically got shot as he had pushed her to the ground and covered her up, and he got shot and she didn't. And you know, your heart goes out to somebody like that. But wouldn't it have been a whole lot better if it would have been EMT kills shooter and prevents him from killing 12 more people?
Yeah.
You know, but the mentality today is just hunker down and hope the police get there. And the police did not prevent any of that. And in this instance, I'm not knocking the police. You know, that's a whole different story. They've got good and bad just like everybody does. But they did not stop him from shooting. They didn't save anybody's life. They didn't prevent anything. He shot until, whatever reason, his gun jammed or he ran out of ammo or he got tired. And he walked out to his car and sat down.
Yeah, just waited for him.
Yeah. And so, you know, of course, that opens up into mind control and or demon possession or whatever it is, you know, or whether he was a patsy and you know, the person that did the shooting just ran past his car like the footprint show and he was just left there saying he doesn't, and that's what he's saying in court. I don't know what happened. And so, irregardless, you know, the Christian thing to do, the thing to do if you love Jesus Christ and obey his commandments, and if you love your neighbor as yourself, which is the second greatest commandment, then I think the more Christian behavior would have been about the second shot he fired, maybe the first one. is somebody stood up, pulled their concealed weapon, and just killed the bastard dead.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. This is Kevin in Ohio. How are you folks this morning?
Doing great,
Kevin. You're on fire. I know how you are. And God bless you all. I want to tell you a little twist of where this immoral society will turn in possibilities. My wife is a Belarusian, white Russian. And almost 30 years ago now, she gave her life to Christ and became a Baptist in Belarus. And she was a school teacher, English at that time. Well, that immediately got her kicked out of her job when they discovered she was a Christian. And of all things, you would probably not be able to guess what kind of a job she was able to find, because an immorality runs rampant.
I don't know.
Who can you trust? And not to make a guessing game, but to tell you flat out, they hired her as a night guard. And they were hiring Christian women to be the night guards on the little businesses and enterprises there, because they were the ones that wouldn't steal from them. And that's who they had to count on.
But they didn't want them teaching their children.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you have it, brother.
Think
that's
about
how
that.
That's how this. And look at Chick-fil-A. And look who will they turn to when they can't look at each other and trust anyone? I want to say God bless you all. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And the phone lines are still lighting up. We'll see. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, brothers. Timmy from Maine.
Good morning.
The Lord dropped a couple of points concerning Chick-fil-A. Jason made a point about the use of MSG. Does Chick-fil-A use margarine? Of course, Pete and others pointed out over the years that margarine's an effeminizer. They use soy, another feminizer.
I don't know. I don't know if they do or not. Timmy, I think Jason made an excellent point that, you know, we can't, just like we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, you know, it's not,
yeah,
like
exactly.
Chick-fil-A is the savior of the world at all. You know,
no.
I like what Jason said. Truth is truth. You know?
Yeah.
They stand up for biblical values? Good. You know, do they serve poison in their foods? Yes, along with everybody else.
I stand on truth.
Yeah,
but a couple of other points have to be made, too. Southern Baptists are heavily intertwined with Freemasonry, which is a sex cult, and we have to be careful with that, too. Masonry is a real snake pit. And also, Saturday's the Sabbath. I'm not trying to condemn Chick-fil-A. I'm glad they're taking a stand against fag marriage. It's an absolute abomination.
Absolutely. Appreciate it,
Thanks,
Timmy.
Brothers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, it is a messed up world. Well, Lance?
Well, technically, the Sabbath's noon Saturday to noon Sunday. So.
Right. Well, Lance, we got Lance visiting here. Lance lives up north of Salt Lake. Visiting this weekend because he brought my daughter and grandson to come visit, so we appreciate him doing that. And so how are things with you, Lance? What are your thoughts about the first time joining Coffee with the Wranglers live here at the Radio Ranch?
It's a little surreal. I'm more used to listening to the program in my car on my way to work, so it's an honor to be here, just kind of sitting here and enjoying the conversation.
Hope you got a cup of coffee.
Oh, I've had several.
I just got me another one.
Well, we do have the lines open. We've got about 20 minutes left in the program. 307-745-5913. If you have any comments on anything we've talked about, or if you just wanted to bring something else up new.
Hey, Jason, do me a favor. Don't look too deep into coffee, would you?
Well, I was thinking maybe we'll keep that for a subject next week. let's not look into it.
Yeah.
I agree with that one. Dad agreed with that one too, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I know, I mean, it's interesting. We talk about, you know, having a gun, you know, having your bullets, all this kind of stuff. You know, one of the things that goes along with having a gun, and it's amazing how many people I've met that, you know, okay, they finally get to the point where they want to go out and have a gun. Once you get a gun, you got to learn how to use it. A gun don't do you a bit of good if you don't know how it works and if you don't know how to use it. Get familiar with your firearm. And, you know, that's something that's just important to do, because it really ain't going to serve you a bit of good if you don't know how to use it and you need to use it. It's one of those things that, you know, you need to know how to use it, and you need to know how to use it now. And, you know, that's just as important as having one. And if you look at, you know, you look at through history time and time again of what the different countries, when guns were confiscated or people were asked to turn their guns in, the people, a lot of them just did it completely out of ignorance. They didn't know what was going to happen. And, you know, you read about what happened in some of these communist countries with the people turning in their firearms, and the next thing you know is they were using whatever they could get to fight back against their enemies, whether it be clubs, axes, pitchforks, sticks, rocks. And
Jason,
you read the accounts of what these people had to say about it, and they said if they would have known what was going to happen, and the starvation and the thievery and what was going to happen, they would have never given up their firearms.
Amen. Right.
And they've always, every time the communists come in, and we use communists as a loose term, it's basically Antichrist, but when you read about it, they call them communists in a lot of the history books. But if you look at what, when they came in, they always went after firearms. They always wanted them taken out of the hands of the people. And we've got major pushes on that right now. I mean, they really want to have a disarmed nation. And if they do disarm this nation, then you're really going to see things a mess.
I like your bumper sticker. You can't have my gun.
I like that. Yeah,
but, you
exactly.
Know, we need to make sure that the people understand that when we say that with a Bible in front of us as well. And
yeah.
It includes, and that's because that right to have that, the right to bear arms does not come from the U.S. Constitution. It comes from Jesus Christ himself, who said, if you have to, sell your coat and buy a sword.
Yeah. Well, they can't have our sword either, you know, because that's where it heads from there, as soon as
right.
They get your guns.
Right, and that's what they want. Let's try to go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. This is Chris in Virginia. Good program this morning, gentlemen. I don't know if you had heard about it. I kind of got late on the program, but there's been another one of these gun seizures over here in the state of Maryland. A fellow popped up, and of course, he was acting a little crazy, so I can understand the reason behind it, but they seized about 25 firearms from the fellow, and they carefully saved several thousand rounds of ammunition. And the reason behind it all was he was getting fired from his job at Pitney Bowes over in Maryland, and he had said something to his supervisor how, I believe the quote was, I'm a joker, and you'll be seeing me again, and I'll be back, or something like that.
Yeah, Chris, that was somebody. Yeah, we did mention that early on.
I didn't hear about it.
That very thing, and under the pretense that you do have to be careful, what you say.
That's pretty stupid to go around saying something like that.
It is.
And I understand they're in a climb after this recent thing. They have to do something. They can't just let something like that go by. But I think it's an indication of what's on the plate for the rest of us. You know, they're looking for every excuse and any reason they can use. So, what they say, forewarned is forearmed, you know?
Gotta be wise as a serpent, as Pastor would say.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, good day then. I thought I'd bring it up. I looked into the thing about the Russian troops over in Colorado, and they were practicing to take over the Denver airport, apparently.
Yeah, they were practicing in case there was some sort of a hostage crisis or a standoff or something. But there's a lot of crazy things linked to that Denver airport that haven't been explained, too. And I mean, I ought to know. I worked out there for almost 3 years, but a
a lot of construction went on underground before anybody even got to that site, so.
Did you see the mural on the wall that shows the guns being destroyed?
Yeah.
As one of the scenes, as one of the scenes of the freeze?
Yeah, if you go into the main terminal, too, you can see that they've put these gargoyles up on pedestals up there, and they're looking down on the people that are checking in at the ticket counters, and, you know, the place is evil.
That's pretty creepy.
Oh, that's where the airport is. Chris, thanks so much for the call. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, good day. Good day.
Along with what Jason said, you know your firearms. Make sure you're accurate with it, too, because bottom line is this old boy was in protective gear to the hilt. You know, he had a ballistics helmet on. He had a throat guard. He had
But any kind of shot to him at least would have knocked him down. At least knocked him down enough. Let's go back
to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes, good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Yeah, Joe from PA calling.
Good morning, Joe.
On this gun confiscation of so-called illegal weapons, I mean, I'm looking at a website here, foxnews.com, and it seems that all multi-billionaire Jew lawyer Michael Bloomberg is his name.
Oh, yeah.
He is calling for the police to go on strike until legislation is passed strengthening the already, I guess, more gun laws, or he doesn't say whether it's existing gun laws or whatever. He's just going off at the mouth. And then it says here that he backpedaled a bit and says that he didn't really mean to go on strike.
What an idiot.
You know, he's just letting the cat out of the bag a little bit, but then he stuffs it back in again so he doesn't get stomped by the NRA, you know.
Well, think of how ludicrous that is, too. I mean, talk about giving an open invitation to crime.
Yeah. I mean, more open than it is. You see, where do these huge massacres take place? Columbine School, with the West Virginia shooting, this in a theater, in a gun-free city zone. We got Lance here from Utah, and it was just a few years ago at a big open mall in Utah, which was also a gun-free zone. And I think, Lance, you were telling us last night how they got all these signs all around, gun, no guns, gun-free zone. This idiot starts shooting the place up there. Just so happened there's an off-duty cop, pulls his weapon, and kills the guy, at least shoots him. End of story. You know, it works. It is your responsibility, Christian man, Christian family, to defend and protect your family. The police will be there to do the report, to write it up, and do all that later. But it is your responsibility to do that. Joe, we're going to try to get these other callers on real quick. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Well, yeah, they call those gun-free zones criminal safe havens because when the criminals don't obey the signs that say, you know, gun-free zone. And if you're caught in one of these gun-free zones with a gun, you can be held on a lot of charges.
Yeah, they would look at somebody that has filled out paperwork, purchased a firearm legally, gone to NRA-sponsored gun classes, done a FBI background fingerprint check, paid $117 to get a concealed weapon permit, and is carrying, you know, legally, you know, they'll throw the book at somebody like that, and then provide for some idiot that's not obeying any of those rules and regulations, but comes in and just shoots it up. See if we can get one more caller in.
Good morning. You're on Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes, good morning. This is Eric from West Virginia.
Good morning, Eric.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
I just wanted to make just a one mention of the fact that when I first saw this on television about this Aurora thing, I mean, what really struck me was the fact that you have these, you know, 4 or 5-year-old children that are there, and this is a movie that, you know, supposed to start at 12, probably starts at 12:30. By the time the child is home, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you talk about protecting your family. Well, what are some people out, especially with a child of these kind of ages, going to a movie that is of that dark of a nature and violent and all this type of thing? Also, it's sort of like, gee,
point.
It's, not to justify the shooting or anything, but my gosh, it's like, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Good point.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it just really, because I mean, I've always wanted children my entire life. I've never been blessed with any. I was still left to have one. But let me say, if I had one, I certainly wouldn't be going to a movie like that, not at that time of night either.
Amen.
You know, so.
I agree.
It just really blows me away when I see that, you know, the entire point, everyone's feeling really sorry for these people and stuff. And it's, again, it's sort of like, if you're going to, you know, stand on the edge of a bridge or something like that on a river and then say, you know, and a good breeze comes up or something and say, gee, I feel sorry for the guy. You know, I mean, it's just something to think about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so. Very much.
But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to put that in my little 2 cents in there. I want to thank you guys very much for the show. It was very good to listen to.
Well, Eric, thanks for being part of it.
Sure. Well, God bless you all.
Okay, thanks. You have a great weekend.
Well, I had a thought on that.
Yes.
That Aurora shooting. My wife and I were talking about it because we went to see the movie last Saturday, and it was still fresh on, you know, everyone's mind, obviously, opening weekend. It's interesting that this happened at a midnight showing. Was it Thursday morning? I think one of the very first showings. So that every person that goes to see that movie after, and who's not going to go see Batman, right, is going to be thinking about that exact scenario while they're in the theater. And it's interesting in this movie. Have you guys seen it all? The new Batman?
No.
In this movie, there's...
We don't... No, I'm teasing. Go ahead.
It's very entertaining, that's for sure, but... there was a police cruiser in front of the theater, and you tend to think, oh, well, that's great, you know, we're safe now. But, you know, meanwhile, you're running through this scenario in your mind while you're waiting for the movie to start. And then there's a couple scenes in the movie that says that Gotham is so safe now because they've given teeth to the law, and there's so many more police officers on the street. And, you know, because of that, we're all a lot safer, and there's not very much crime. And then later on in the movie, there's, you know, some plot developments to where the cops are kind of trapped and the citizens are free to run rampant. And there's just complete and utter just total chaos. And every, you know, the way they portray it is every single person is just no good without cops. And we need to give more teeth to the law if we want to have
peace. Well, don't worry, Obama's going to make that citizen enforcement group.
Yeah,
that,
the brown shirts.
The drones, you know.
Yeah. It's just interesting how that happened the opening night, and that every person that sees that movie after is going to be thinking about that.
Yeah.
And the take-home message is going to be
and they're going to
we
be asking,
police crews.
We need to have policemen. We need to have armed policemen in the movie theaters now. You know, when I went to school,
metal detectors.
I graduated in 1983. We didn't have police in the schools, you know. My brother came along, he graduated 5 years later, they had armed police in the little school. This is a little 3A school in the middle of rural Florida.
Yeah.
You know, and now they have armed police here in the Laramie schools. I know they do down in Fort Collins, you know, and it's because that is the culture that we've become.
Yeah.
You know, there is no more self-governing. There is no more self-control.
The sad thing is, though, in Columbine, I watched the documentary on that thing, and I think it was the parents who put that together, but bottom line is you got a guy there that makes, who knows how much, $60,000-$70,000 a year just to be the quote-unquote police officer for the school. Gravy train, you know, out of shape. And what's he doing? Cowering behind the school bus while these kids are getting shot with the doors wide open, you know. No pride whatsoever.
It's an illusion of security.
It is.
No guts,
That's a good point, Lance. It is an illusion of security.
Well, you know, and in Utah, just a few days ago, actually, I saw this on the news site there. They're at a theater, and this is after the whole, you know, shooting in Aurora, and all these police officers are suddenly popping up at these theaters. At a theater in Provo there was a woman that was just assaulted and raped right there in the parking lot. And there was cops, you know, there was cruisers there, and it was a busy night, apparently. And, you know, just, the point is, though, that, you know, it's an illusion of security.
It
didn't really make much of a difference for her.
It is. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yeah.
And the Bible talks about freedom. freedom from sin and freedom from bondage and things like that. And when we step away from the biblical definitions, that's where that illusion comes in, that illusion of security.
Right. And I was driving by a big parking lot the other day here, just right here in Fort Collins, and there must have been at least 40 brand new Dodge Chargers, Homeland Security, and they were doing driving maneuvers, you know. I'm thinking, 40? Are you kidding me? This is just Homeland Security. So.
Wow, and that was here in town.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to look twice, and then I drove around and looked three times, and, you know.
Three times you were casing the place.
I can actually see far, I can see far away. It's reading close that I have trouble with, so so I know I saw, and each one of those cars said Homeland Security, so.
Yeah.
Now, whether they brought in Denver and some of the outlying areas, I don't know. I would hope so. I wouldn't think we'd have 40 here, but, you know, a lot of this money that was spent in this bailout, whatever was, most of it was spent in government security, basically.
That is the only place that there's been job growth.
Yeah.
You know, the private sector jobs continue to just drop and drop and drop. And the only job growth that there's been has been on the government take, on the government, you know, Homeland Security, and, you know, countless other of the alphabet soup agencies that are putting on, you know, the IRS, the Department of Agriculture. What was that? Was it you mentioned a few months ago, Jason, about the, was it like the Department of Agriculture or somebody that was, that bought like 40 million rounds or something like that of ammo?
Yeah, it was. I can't remember exactly what the number was. Yeah, Department of Agriculture and the DOW, they're all buying ammo like crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, why? Why is that, people? Think beyond the cold beer you're planning on having tonight. Think beyond lunch out at the MSG saturated fast food joints. Okay, people? Think a little bit beyond, you know, just today. And think why. And you know, we're about out of time. We'll leave you again with this thought. Christian man, it is your responsibility to be in submission to Jesus Christ and to protect and guide and direct your family and His principles. Guys, we'll see you at church tomorrow. We welcome you all. Invite you all to come to church with us at scriptures4america.org. And that's going to be at 10 a.m. Mountain Time tomorrow morning. Men, have a great day.
Yep.
We'll go out with this song. Hope you enjoy it. See you tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, stay high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
stay high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high.
starts calculating, parking will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.